What's good, everybody? It's the Clown of a Cap Show. Shout out to UConn Huskies winning back-to-back national championships. Shout out to the head coach, Dan Hurley. He had an excellent game plan. I mean, every UConn player, their starting five was over 6 foot. It's like their guards were 6'4". And I just think Purdue, they were kind of just one-dimensional. I mean, Matt Painter had Zach Edey, which I'm very excited to see him on the next level. A lot of people think he's going to be a bust in the NBA. I think he can improve. I mean, we have to understand that Zach Edey first started playing basketball sophomore in high school, so he was super late getting into the sport. Imagine if he would have played back when he was 5 years old, growing up in AAU tournaments. It would have been way different, but Purdue's guards, that was their weakness. It was their defense on UConn's guards that they just got exploded, you know, and it was just, it was the difference level, the quickness, everything getting to the bucket. It was just easy for UConn to do, and just Butler did not have it. It was like one versus five. It was Zach Edey versus UConn. Now, I mean, Zach Edey, obviously, they knew he was going to eat. I mean, he went crazy, 37-10. It's crazy in a championship game. I mean, he just went bananas, and that was an interesting matchup, right? We had Zach Edey 7-4 versus Davion Klingon. He's like 7-2, and he's only a sophomore. This kid, Klingon, I'm telling you, I think he should stay one more year, develop a little bit more, and then go to the NBA. But Klingon, he is no joke. I mean, he kind of, for the first half, it was kind of like going blow for blow with Zach Edey. Obviously, Zach Edey dropped 37. You know, Zach Edey's a senior. But I just think Klingon and those guys, I think he's going to stay at UConn. And UConn really has a chance, an opportunity to three-peat, which is insane, right? Three-peat, that's unheard of, really. But we look at UConn, they're just a powerhouse, dude. I mean, they were six point lead at halftime against Purdue. And just overall, going back to last year, they beat San Diego State 59-76 in the national championship. Then fast forward to last night, they won 60-75, only 1 point difference between the years. Between last year and this year, that's pretty crazy. UConn wins their sixth national championship, and it's crazy, right? Because we look at their head coach, Dan Hurley, his brother, Bobby Hurley, he played on Duke's 1991 and 1992 team where they went back-to-back. And we remember the Christian Laettner, he hit that jumper against Kentucky. They on going on to win it, which is crazy, right? His brother won back-to-back as a player. Now his other brother wins as a coach with UConn. So shout-out to Dan, man. Had a great game plan. They knew what they were going to do. And I knew UConn was relatively, this was going to be an easy win. I really did. I said it was boiled down to UConn's guards versus Purdue's guards, and that was my decision of why I went UConn, because I knew Purdue's guards cannot pick up the pace, they cannot handle them in the open court, and that's what happened. UConn literally did what they wanted to do. You know, Cam Spencer, 11 points, 8 boards, a senior, and he has great IQ of the game. You know, he was everywhere getting extra boards. You know, 8 boards for a guard. That's insane, dude, in the national championship game. You know, shout out to Cam Spencer. You know, they had Christian Newton. He was the player of the game, 20 points, 7 assists. You know, really did what he wanted to do. And those two guards alone, they got to the cup whenever they wanted to do. And then Stephen Castle, he had 15 points for UConn. Just, it was all UConn's guards, and that was the difference there. You know, getting the easy jump shots. You know, the whole game, really, it was just like, man, why is Purdue doing this? You know, but really, I want to give a shout-out to Zach Edey. Shout-out to Matt Painter for even running them all the way to the championship game. You know, the level of talent was definitely different there between UConn and Purdue. I don't think Purdue's the second-best team in the country. They just happened to run deep and really hit the right strides at the right time. You know, but Zach Edey, you know, he's done. He's done in Purdue. It's going to be interesting to see how he develops in the NBA. I think he does need to work on his IQ a little more. I think he needs to work on his footwork a little more, you know, but that's going to happen through time. I think Zach Edey, you know, I really have some high hopes for him. I really do, even though a lot of people want to, you know, say this and that, which I get, dude. This guy literally started playing like 5-6 years ago basketball, dude. Like, give him a break. Like, I understand he's 7'4". He's going to develop better footwork. He's going to develop better post presence. He's going to develop a better shot, you know, better free throws. You know, over time, that's going to happen. But, you know, I just look at Purdue and realize, man, You know, it was just kind of one-dimensional basketball team. It reminded me of like a 2000 basketball team where, hey, we're just going to throw it in the post every time. Like kind of like an old-school football team where we're going to run the ball 99% of the time, and then we're going to throw it maybe once or twice the whole game. That's what Purdue does. They throw it down to the ED, and they hope for the best. I mean, their guards can't really shoot threes. You know, even though, shout out to Brandon Smith, he's really improved from his freshman to sophomore year. He had 12 points and 8 assists, but that was it. You know, it was literally Brandon Smith and Zach Edey who were really the scorers for Purdue. Other than that, it was just like nobody showed up really for Purdue. You need that type of environment. You need these type of role players to show up in big games, and that just didn't happen. You know, you needed Purdue to hit their open shots. You needed Purdue to make big stops, which they didn't. And it was the guard play is why Purdue ended up losing the game. It wasn't because of Zach Edey. Like, Zach Edey literally did everything he could. He did. Like, he played a great game. You know, great game plan for Dan Hurley and company. But, you know, shout out to Matt Painter from my hometown. You know, I love Matt Painter. You know, I was rooting for Matt Painter, but, you know, for my mind and heart is different, right? For my heart, I'm rooting for Purdue, but my mind was telling me UConn. It was just that they're the better team. They have all five starters on UConn can score tough shots, to whereas Purdue, only two players can score tough shots. So the math there was easy. It was like 2 versus 5. Literally, it came down to 1 versus 5. Zach Edey versus UConn starting 5. You know, and shout out to Davion Klingon, like I said, a sophomore, dude. And he's 7'2". I think over time he's going to develop a better game. I do think he should stay one more year at UConn. I think he can go next year a top 10 pick in the NBA draft if he stays one more year, develops a better shot, develops, you know, just, I would say, get more meat on him. Same thing with Zach Edey. I think Zach Edey, when he goes to the NBA, I think they need to change his diet, beef him up a little more. You know, get him in the weight room here. Work on his footwork a little bit more. Get him stronger. Get him more explosive. Have him doing box jumps. You know, do so many athletic drills to where Zach Edey's going to develop a better post presence overall when he's up against these giants in the NBA, like Giannis. Like, you know, imagine Giannis. Obviously, Giannis is one of the best big men in the NBA. He would eat Zach Edey for breakfast, but I think Zach Edey over time can develop somewhat where it's going to be hard to guard him, even if you are Giannis. I really do believe that Zach Edey can have a great potential, but it's sad for the Big Ten to haven't won a national championship in 24 years. And who was that team? That was Michigan State head coach. Shout out to Tom Izzo. That was the last time a Big Ten champion was the national champion. That's crazy, dude. Like, Big Ten basketball is normally great, right? And I'm like, how is this even possible, dude? But, you know, it's been heartbreak after heartbreak for Purdue. They ran deep. Yes, I get it. They ran into the championship game. But in 10 to 15 years from now, nobody's going to be like, yeah, Purdue went to the national championship game and lost. Like, we're not giving out second place trophies here. Like, history's not going to remember Purdue. They're going to remember UConn. That's what I'm trying to say here, and just heartbreak after heartbreak for Purdue. You know, since Painter got there, you know, since like 2005, it's been heartbreak losses in the NCAA tournament. 07, they lost to Florida. Florida ended up winning the national championship. I'll give them some leverage there. 08, they lost to Xavier. And then 09, they lost to UConn. So they're not losing to Duck teams here and there, but throughout the years, they've lost to some questionable teams. Like 2011, they lost to St. Peter's. And then go back and then go down to 2016. They lose to Little Rock in double overtime. Little Rock, like, really? Like, who is that? You know, then they lose to Cincinnati in 2015. Like, it just keeps going and going. And then they lost to North Texas in 2021. And then the heartbreaking loss, which I thought Purdue should have won the national championship, was 2019 when they blew it against Virginia. That was their year as well. You know, then 2022, we remember they lost to St. Peter's. So a lot of people ask me, does Matt Painter deserve to be in the Hall of Fame for head coaches? And in my opinion on it, even though he's a hometown kid, hometown hero, I would say no. I mean, in the NCAA tournament alone, heartbreak after heartbreak, I don't think Matt Painter deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I just don't. I mean, like, I'm just being real here. What's the Hall of Fame mean? Does it mean championships? Does it mean records? What does Hall of Fame really mean? And I think it boils down to wins and national championships as well. deep tournament runs. You know, this was the deepest Purdue's ran in so long, dude. Like, I give homage to Matt Painter, but I'm a realist here. I don't think Matt Painter's a Hall of Fame coach. I just don't. I think the weakness Matt Painter's been from the beginning is his guard play. You know, we look at the big mans. He's always had great big man. We even go back to, like, the 2008 era, you know, with Robbie Hummel, those guys. Juwan Johnson. We're talking NBA players here, you know. And they lost to Xavier in 2008. That was one of their years where they should have won it. I just think guard play has been a weakness for Purdue for so long, and it got exploited, you know, in the national championship last night. That was the difference. Their guards could not handle UConn's guards. And that's what it boils down to. And, you know, me playing basketball ever since, you know, from kindergarten all the way up, you know, I love basketball. And point guard play is huge in basketball. You're the leader of the team. You're supposed to know what everybody's duties are. And it just, it wasn't the same as compared to UConn last night. It just wasn't. There was a difference there. And like I said, Cam Spencer, I think, was the X factor for UConn's guards. He was on the boards, getting loose balls, you know, just getting the extra possession, you know, getting those little easy jumpers. It was just like, I'm surprised because Painter, you know, grew up in that defensive system where defense wins championships, and the defense got exploited last night where it's just like, man, like they're just getting easy buckets every play. Like, UConn literally got easy buckets almost every possession all night last night. And I'm just like, how is this happening, dude? This is basic 101 basketball. You know, man-to-man, I'm going to guard my guy straight up. I'm not going to let him get around me with ease and let him just get an easy jumper uncontested. Like, we got to contest a lot of these jumpers. And a lot of these close mid-range jumpers were not contested last night. And that was the difference. But not to take anything from Purdue and Matt Painter. I think they're developing something there. I just think overall, Matt Painter's not a Hall of Famer yet. He's just not. You got to win a national championship. You got to, you know, run deep as well, just like he did this year. But like I said, the list, all the heartbreaking losses before this deep run, it's devastating. It really is. But UConn, Dan Hurley, I'm telling you, they might three-peat. I wouldn't be surprised if they do. I mean, they're still going to get Davion Klingon back, the 7-2 center. I think he's going to come return. A couple other guards are going to return. But overall, I think the Big East is definitely the hardest conference in basketball. I mean, the Big East has so many great prospects, you know, really throughout the years. You know, we look at the Big East even right now. Butler's in the Big East, to whereas, you know, back in 2010, Butler was never in the Big East. And Butler ran deep. They ran into the national championships back in 2010 and 11, where Butler really should have beat Duke in the 2010 national championship. You know, but that was years ago. But, you know, shout out to UConn, man. I mean, they're just a powerhouse. Just like the women's with Geno, they're just a powerhouse school. This is their sixth national championship, and then Geno won 11 with UConn women's. So, like, that's crazy. They're a powerhouse school. They're like North Carolina. They're like Duke. They just win and win and win. You know, and the last repeated champion was Billy Donovan and the Florida Gators, 2006-2007. And like I said before, with Coach K back in 91 and 92. And then we had the UCLA Bruins back in the 60s and 70s. So, like, you know, the teams really don't repeat like that. But I'm telling you right now, UConn to 3-peat is a high probability. You know, people want to play at UConn. You know, the best players in the high school in the country, they want to play at UConn. I can guarantee it right now. You know, the NIL, yes, it's changing college sports. I get that. But I think some players will say, hey, I want to go win. You know, I could care less about the money right now. I want to go win national championships and then go to the next level and then make millions doing that. You know, or just do it both. Make millions in college and win national championships and then go to the next level. But I just think overall, man, the Big Ten has been disappointing for me for 24 years. I it's hard to believe, really. You know, the Big Ten, that's telling me the Big Ten right now is weak in basketball. That's what it's telling me. You know, even back in 2005 when Illinois made a deep run, I think they made it to the Final Four. They ended up losing. They might have lost in the national championship, if I'm not mistaken. But they ended up beating Arizona, I think, in the Elite Eight or Final Four. You know, but that was the last time I really remember a Big Ten school running that deep. You know, and then we had Michigan State back in 2010, but they ended up losing as well. So, like, you know, the Big Ten really has been weak in basketball, which is hard to believe, right? It's like, how? You know, so much talent. You know, IU, so much talent. Indiana, Big Ten, you know, but it just hasn't been the same. Like, Indiana basketball has not been the same since Bobby Knight left. It's just changing. The whole dynamic is changing. That's why I think Purdue and Matt Painter, they need to start recruiting better shooters. That's what I think. You know, the game has changed. You know, basketball is different now. Like, you know, players want to shoot 35-footer threes. 40 foots. You know, that they want to shoot from the logo. You know, Purdue's still kind of playing like it's 2007 here. Like, it's a different type of game. Like, they're just throwing it in their big guy, you know, scoring twos, you know, here and there while other teams are hitting threes. So, like, you know, over time, the threes are going to, you know, continue to be more than the little twos. Like, you can throw it into your big man. That's fine. You know, but the game has changed. And I think Purdue right now, they're still kind of playing old school basketball here. Let's just throw it in our big man and hope for the best. Just like an old school football team. Let's throw it. Let's keep running the ball the whole game. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to mix it up here. And I just think Purdue, they need to go get shooters. Yes, big mans are fine. You know, they'll get another big man, kind of like a Zach Edey. Maybe not as tall or as good, but, you know, get another big guy. But I just think Purdue needs better guards and better shooters around them to really develop a deep tournament run again. If they want to win a national championship, they got to have a three-point shooter consistently hitting threes down the stretch instead of just throwing it in your big guy every time. You know, it kind of one-dimensional, like I said. But UConn and Dan Hurley, they had a plan, man, and it was just – they stuck to it, and they knew what they were doing. You know, 6-point lead at halftime. They come out, first possession, hit a three, and they just made a statement here. You know, UConn, San Diego State in 2023, 2024, they wiped Purdue off the map. Like, that, they won by 15 pretty easily, you know. But Painter, nothing to hang their hats on. I'm rooting for Matt Painter. I'm rooting for Purdue. I want to see him back in the Final Four next year. I want to see him back in the national championship. But to get to there next year, they're going to have shooters, you know. Like, they just don't have shooters. Like, you need shooters to win a national championship. And why did UConn win a national championship? Because every single starter on UConn can score. They can shoot threes. They can score hard buckets. They can, and also they can defend as well. So that was the difference there. They can literally, every single starter on UConn can make tough buckets, dude. Whereas Purdue, only really two guys can make tough buckets. Brandon Smith and Zach Edey. That's it, dude. Everybody else was kind of just a role player there and just playing, you know, just to get it to Zach Edey. One dimensional. Got to mix it up here. So shout out to Purdue, Matt Painter. I'm hoping for the best. Like I said, they need to recruit shooters moving forward. But overall, man, Dan Hurley and UConn, what are the chances of them winning a national championship for the third time in a row? And honestly, I think it's a really 50-50. I really do. I think they're going to get another great recruits coming in this offseason. I think they're only going to get better. You know, Dan Hurley, he's a student of the game. He understands the game of basketball. He understands the strengths of the opposing team that's coming in, and he understands their weaknesses. Their weaknesses for Purdue, he understood that, hey, their guard play, they can't really defend in the open court, and they can't really shoot a three consistently down the stretch. That was Purdue's weakness all year. And UConn came up with the game plan and said, we're gonna really counter their strengths and weaknesses, and we're going to go at their weaknesses. And that's what they did. Shout out to Dan Hurley, man, of the UConn Huskies. They're at the top of the pinnacle right now. They're like Billy Donovan back in 06 and 07 with Joakim Noah and those guys. You know, at Florida, they had a system very similar to UConn right now. You know, good, great big mans, great guard play. They can defend, you know, for 40 minutes straight. Full court, you know, they don't get tired, they don't get fatigued, they're really well coached. You know, even though Dan Hurley, last night, he kind of touched his player, that was a turnover, that was just a mental mistake on Dan Hurley's part, gave it back to Purdue, but that was when they were up by like 15, so that was kind of irrelevant towards the end of the game. But some of the small things, and I think UConn can correct that over time, but, you know, nothing to hang their hats on for Purdue. You know, they ran deep, they surprised me. I thought for sure Purdue would lose in like the Sweet 16, just like they've did so many times in the past. I really do. I just thought, you know, just their history in the NCAA tournament in the past 20 years, you know, Purdue's come up short many, many times. And to be able to go to the national championship for Purdue, that's a huge accomplishment. With the talent they had, that's huge for Matt Painter. What a game plan. What a scheme he's had all year. You know, great coach Matt Painter is. But like I said before, they need shooters. They got to develop three-point shooters around them. They just have to. If you're going to have a 7-foot guy, you're going to need three-point shooters down the stretch. That's just how you're going to win. You know, this basketball now is not like basketball it was in 2000. You know, it's 2024 now. People love to shoot logo threes, and that's what you're going to have to develop. Every single team in Division One who runs deep in the NCAA tournament, they have a three-point shooter that can consistently hit three-pointers. Like Jack from Oakland versus Kentucky. The Jack, man, he kept shooting up threes, and he hits threes. That's what you need to do for upsets. You need somebody that can hit threes. Or like the greatest three-point shooter of all time, Steph Curry, back in 2008 with Davidson. Why did he run it all the way to the Elite Eight and lose to Kansas? Because he could shoot threes consistently. They beat Georgetown. They beat Wisconsin. They beat Gonzaga. Those big-time teams. Davidson's a relatively small school, you know, but you have the greatest shooter of all time in Steph Curry, and it's crazy. Back in 2008, Steph Curry still played the same game that he's playing in 2024, and he literally changed the game of basketball since 2008 up until this point right now. You know, everybody wants to be like Steph, right? Everybody loves Steph. They want to shoot threes like Steph. They want to pull up from deep and just shoot. You know, it's kind of taken away from the big man here. You know, but Matt Painter and Purdue, they said, you know what? We're going to bring the big man back, you know, like it's 2000, and we're going to really just dump it into him every single possession here, you know, and throw it down in the post and hope for the best. But I just think with the game changing so much now, you have to have three-point shooters. And Purdue, I think they're going to develop that over time. But shout out to UConn winning back-to-back national championships, their sixth national championship overall. Shout out to Dan Hurley. Take off. It's the Clowning with Cavs show. Let's go!